welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're diving into a fascinating topic that combines the world of manifestation with something we all experience, dreams. Have you ever wondered how your dreams could play a role in helping you to manifest the life that you want? Or if there's a deeper meaning to the things that you dream about? Well, we're going to explore just that, and by the end of this episode, you'll hopefully have a new perspective on the power of your dreams. One of the concepts that we're going to touch on today is shifting. This idea is all about moving your mindset and energy to align with your desired reality. When we sleep, our conscious mind takes a break, but our subconscious is still very much awake, processing thoughts and emotions. This is where the magic can happen. Shifting your reality through dreaming is essentially setting the intention to live in the world that you're manifesting while you're asleep. Think of it as practicing what you want during your dreams, almost like you're preparing for your new life. Sleep meditations, subliminals, and even visualizations can help guide you to shift into your ideal reality. If you're looking to manifest a new job, a relationship, or even personal growth, your dreams can actually help you to mentally rehearse those scenarios. There are tons of meditations and subliminals designed specifically to help you achieve this. These audios work by embedding positive affirmations or intentions into your subconscious as you drift off to sleep. This primes your mind to align with what you want to attract. I personally sometimes use subliminals or sleep meditations before bed, and I can definitely say that the more intentional I am about what I listen to, the more connected I feel to my manifestations the next day. You don't have to go all out, just start small. Play an audio focused on your goal, set a simple intention before falling asleep, and then see how things shift. So now let's talk about the tricky part, dream symbolism. While some people believe that everything in their dreams holds deep meaning, I think we need to be a little bit more grounded here. Yes, dreams can bring forward some insightful messages, but not everything that you dream about is a sign or actually means something. Sometimes your mind is just processing random thoughts or reflecting on things that happened during the day. That said, if you find recurring symbols or themes, it might be worth paying attention to. For example, if you're always dreaming about water, then maybe it's a sign that you're ready for emotional growth or change. If you dream about a particular place or person often, it could be reflecting something important in your life or in your manifestations. But again, it's not about overanalyzing every detail. Sometimes a dream really is just a dream. However, if something really stands out or makes you feel connected to your goals, you might want to take note of that. You could even start a dream journal and write down anything that feels significant to you in relation to your manifestations. So, how can you actually use all of this to help you manifest more effectively? It comes down to being intentional. Before bed, take a few moments to think about your manifestation goals. If you're into meditation, listen to a guided sleep meditation that aligns with your intentions. Or, if subliminals are more your style, find an audio that focuses on what you're manifesting. Your dreams can serve as a space where your subconscious works through any blocks or barriers that might be holding you back. They're also a space where you can practice living in alignment with your desires. While not every dream may be a game changer, some may give you clarity or even boost your confidence in your manifestation journey. So now I want to hear from you. Have you ever had a dream that helped you manifest something into your life? Or maybe you've used sleep meditations or subliminals and have noticed a difference. Drop a comment and share your experience with me. If you're new to this concept, let me know if you're going to give it a try. I'm excited to see how this resonates with you all. I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my HeyLinkMe page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources, from transformative content to exclusive offers, all are designed to help support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really means the world to me. So until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.